G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
And here we are, and we're broadcasting live on a special pre-election broadcast from the St. David's Cathedral, right in the heart of the Hobart CBD. And we're just spending these few days in Hobart and just meeting lots of people from Tasmania. Robbo's with me, so when you say, where's Robbo? He is in Tasmania this weekend, and this special broadcast all about getting some local insight as to what's happening on the ground. A special guest to welcome, John Kamara, is an ALP candidate for the seat of Clark. John, a special welcome along to you.
Good morning. Yes, it's great to be here.
Now, John, you are the current Tasmanian Australian of the Year, and you've got a colourful story. You are a refugee. And you like to represent culturally diverse communities. But just very quickly, in a nutshell, take us back to your life started in Tasmania back in 2004 after you escaped war-torn Sierra Leone.
Yes, Neil, just to correct you there, I was the 2023 Tasmanian Australian of the Year. So I'm not the current one. So it's last year. Yes, I came to Tasmania in 2004 as a refugee, and I came from Sierra Leone, and there's a lot of history there with Sierra Leone with a civil war. But I was lucky and fortunate to be resettled in Tasmania in Australia in 2004. And since then, I have done everything I can to support our community. And when I said our community, that's include everyone, including local Tasmanians, but also the multicultural community. So I'm out there working hard.
I know that you're an active member of a local church here in Hobart, and so you carry a strong Christian faith. Can you give us a little, in a nutshell again, as to how you came to have Christian faith?
I do. I attend C3 Church in Hobart, and I've been there for about 15 years, a bit long time. Look, my faith is who I am. My faith, you know, when I talk briefly about the world, you know, I believe I will not have been alive if not God, who saved me from the war. So I went through some horrific situation with the war, and I escaped the jungle, and I went through the refugee camp, and I came to Tasmania. I believe that there was someone who helped me through those difficult times. And so that's the base of my faith. But going back before the war, my father was a very strong Christian, and we go to church and we worship God and we believe. So that is the backbone of my faith, and my faith drives what I do.
Let me ask you, because I'm coming back to Christopher Bro here, who is also our guest this hour from the Australian Christian Lobby, but your work with different ethnic migrant communities here in Tasmania, how does that look for you, John?
That's really great. I work with different communities, like multicultural communities, but also the local community. Like, I work with young people, and I take them to various places, draw programs for them to engage them and work between the system. When I say the system, for example, the police, the court system, and these young people to understand how, what and what will get you into trouble. But I also, you know, the housing situation is such a big thing now all around the country. So I help with people in housing. I help people gain employment. I also mediate between whole sort of organizations. And at the moment, I do some policy work for some government agencies. So I work across all sides of the community.
I want to come back to Christopher Bro here, who is the Tasmanian State Director for the Australian Christian Lobby. Christopher, come back to the survey detail, because when people are Christian, listening to our conversation now, looking for some guidance as to how candidates and parties have responded to Australian Christian Lobby questionnaire, Christopher, give us some insight here into some of the trends that you might have seen in some of the surveys you've undertaken.
So, sadly for John, the Labor Party chose not to respond at all to our survey. The Greens, and neither did the Liberals, actually, as a party, although many Liberal candidates have. So I'm just looking at the survey, and you'll see it at tasvotes.org.au. The Greens, on issues of parental rights, families, ability to counsel children, holistic care, faith leaders offering support, opposed criminalization of parents, we've scored them a fail because they have committed themselves to supporting in full the recommendations of the Tasmanian Law Reform Institute. And so has Christy Johnson, who, good on her, she replied. And I just want to give a shout out. It's not often that the Greens, we give a shout out to the Greens, but they at least responded to our survey. They had the courtesy to do that. The Labor Party didn't. And we understand that they won't, and the Liberals haven't got around to it. We understand they're thinking about it, but they haven't got around to it. But many Liberals have. So then if they go seat by seat, do you want me to just run through seat by seat?
Hold on there for a moment. We won't get too forensic in that detail for the moment, but I do want to ask John, because as Labor Party candidate for the City of Clark, and when you hear of Christian organisations like the Australian Christian Lobby surveying parties and candidates, and someone from your party has not responded from headquarters, there's probably been a response or two from some of the candidates, but your heart here, John, because we've heard your testimony. Some people will say, well, hang on a second, the Labor Party is scoring an F for fail. How do you see this?
Yes, well, look, I just wanted to say I attended a Christian debate or a Christian forum. So I did, and I participated in that. So I think, as Christopher said, the Liberal hasn't answered. I'm just going to put that the election was called very quickly and everybody's busy. So perhaps that's why the Labor as a party didn't respond. But I want to talk about as an individual candidate myself. You know, I did attended that. And for me, this is the thing that I have seen, Neil. Like, people, I've got the most resentment from Christians that John goes to the Labour Party. People believe that, oh, you're a Christian man and you're a nice man. You should have gone elsewhere, but not the Labour Party. I think that's a dangerous idea to think about, because most of the Liberal politicians that I know are not Christian. And I think, what did Jesus Christ come to do? What are we preaching in terms of leadership? Godly leadership, because that's what we need, leaders with integrity. You see, so I think if we get bogged down into, oh, Labour didn't answer, this person answer, and you know, I think it would take us to a different road.
You know, John, you're the sort of candidate that we will honour, because oftentimes, you know, there's a general perception that when you are Christian, you lean conservative. And it takes a particular courage to lean progressive and take your Christian values into that space. If I'm asking Christopher Brohier here, I mean, I imagine that this is something we ought to be celebrating, that there are people of faith who are prepared to join any of the parties. Now, that takes a little bit of courage, because some of the party policies on the left are often incredibly anti-Christian. But Christopher Brohier, your thoughts here?
Yeah, so I think this is a very important issue, Neil, and for listeners, because we as the people of God are not conservative or progressive. We're radicals. We follow a different drum. We follow the drum of heaven. And it's been our campaign for years that we've got to get involved in the public square, join the parties, join the Liberal Party, join the Labor Party. It's a bit harder to say join the Greens because you don't know what they do because they never open themselves up to the public. But I have a good professional relationship with Cassie O'Connor, for example, who was the last leader of the Greens. We have to get involved and not get involved in such a way that they will change us, but that we get involved to change what's wrong in the parties. And I think everybody will agree that all the parties have things wrong. I just want to correct something that John said, that many liberals aren't Christian. I don't know if that's exactly what he said, but there are many liberal candidates who are out and out Christian people, and that's reflected on our website. And John, that's not saying there aren't Labour Party people who are Christian. I just wanted to correct that.
And I can respond to that. I don't think what I'm saying, I said the leadership currently in Tasmania, the leadership like the Labour government. Yeah. And when you come to Christian, Christopher, did you just go to the Catholic schools or do you go to Christian school? That's what make you to Christian? No. And I think that are your parents, maybe your parent makes the decision to send you to Christian schools and you go through, because that's what I got the last Christian debate. Most of the candidates that I went to this school, I went to a Catholic school. Are you a Christian? Are you following Christ? Are you believing Christ? And I think that's what Christianity about, you know, and I can talk a little bit about why I decided to go to the ALP, but I don't see a party that stands for social justice is wrong. I know there are policies that needs to be discussed or that maybe doesn't go towards the Christian values that Labour support. But Jesus Christ, I remember in the Bible, they hold a woman who has committed adultery or fornication and they want to stone her to death. And Jesus Christ stood there and said, "You first throw stones if you have no sin," you know? And I think this sort of, I don't know, Christopher, the word you use, but this radical way of thinking about politics and Christianity. And for me, I question how leaders, you know, we need to be there. We need to be a godly person and lead from that point, and that's why I'm there.
And perhaps if you are elected tomorrow, you might face an incredible difficulty within the Labour Party when you're expressing Christian opinions. And so you've got some endorsement there from the Labour Party now to stand, and the opportunity to talk about those Christian values on issues now, no doubt there's a difficult road. Now, the interesting thing is, you know, where do people sit? Radicalism, and we'd probably all agree that the Greens are more radical than the Labour Party, but they've drawn the Labour Party towards a more left radicalism. So maybe the centre has shifted, and even there's concerns about who is on the conservative side of politics in the Liberal National Party, about where they might sit, and because, you know, people wonder whether they've been drawn left, and that might be the criticism as well. So the thought from you, Christopher Brough, here, you know, what sort of a tough time do you think John will face if he is elected tomorrow?
Well, I don't know, obviously, but I think, and I just want to make this clear, we're not advocating for the Liberal Party or the Labour Party. We are, as ACL, we talk about issues and what the candidates say they stand for on the issues, and that's on our website. So you can go there and see that we, for example, rated the Deputy Premier and the Attorney General. We've given them an A because of their long-standing commitment to Christian values on the ground. They work very hard, and we're able to give them that rating. I think the issue is, the difficulty with the Labour Party is that you don't have the right, or unless there's an express conscience vote, which is on abortion and prostitution, which once the party makes a decision, you have to abide by that decision or you're expelled from the party. The Liberal Party have a bit more flexibility. Every person's got a right to cross the floor on every issue. So that's one of the big differences in the parties and the difficulties that people have. But having said that, more power to people like John, who are going to be in that party and to stand for truth and to speak for truth in the internals of the party is very, very important. We need, as Christians, to rework the Liberal Party, to rework the Labour Party. We need to get involved. We need to be in there putting truth.
In actual fact, isn't this the case that God is not up for election? Jesus is not up for election. He is. And we would acknowledge him as the kingdom, king. And of course, wherever the king is, that's where the kingdom is. And he's not bound by parties. And so, John, if you're elected tomorrow, you take the kingdom values with you into a Labour Party position. This is the interesting thing that I'd like to just get your perspective on, because no matter what party people are voting for tomorrow, there is a sense in which all of the parties that are going to be elected, all of the candidates, they are going to be the ones who can be influenced if there is a strength in the Christian vote. But there's a tendency, isn't there, for Christians not to vote according to their conscience, their Christian kingdom values conscience, but oftentimes just voting according to what the advertising says. Any thoughts from you here, John?
Yes, I'm Neil, and I just want a little bit, I don't know if I've got time, touch on what Christopher said around rating the Deputy Premier and the Attorney General as an A, because they have stand for it. And for me, I keep going again about Jesus Christ wants our actions. I've been into his ministry for 20 years, not words. Words, action, and leadership is, Jesus said, let your light shine among men. And what that means for me is your people see the way you lead, not people hear you talking about the way you lead. And that's what, I hope that in the Labour Party, my life will speak to people in that party to understand that John is a Christian man. John has the Christian values. And to answer your next question, Neil, I'm not sure what that question was.
Well, it was along the lines of Christians will vote, yeah, often not according to their Christian conscience, but because of the latest advertising campaign, or it may even be around, a scandal or a perceived scandal, if there are controversies and those sorts of things. But voting according to your Christian conscience and applying your Christian understanding to the policies that are being presented on both sides. If Christians did that, they'd hold both sides to account, wouldn't they?
I agree. No, I agree with you. And most of the media, it's what people drives, what people mostly go to, and their Christian conscience vote is being silenced. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about it in our silos, but in the public, we're becoming polarized in the way we do things.
Let me just take a different tack here and talk football for a few moments, because there's a very, it appears to be quite contentious, the issue around the proposed Macquarie Stadium. I might come to Christopher Brough here first. Christopher, have you picked up anything in your conversations with Tasmanians around the importance of this stadium? There are even suggestions that it might even be one of the biggest issues in Tasmanians' minds, how they'll vote tomorrow. Any thoughts from you here, Christopher?
Yes, Neil. So that was the stadium, or the process in relation to the stadium, was the reason the two Liberal members, Lara Alexander, who's been a standout MP on the issue that we're campaigning about, parental rights and protection of sex-confused kids, and John Tucker, defected from the Liberal Party to sit on the crossbenches, as we talked about earlier. So that it's been a big issue in Tassie, the cost of the stadium and the liabilities. But it's an interesting thing that in terms of what's biting on the ground, that when the team was announced, or that was announced like last week or week before, the Tassie Devils, I'd like to call them the Tassie Angels, but anyway, the subscriptions for membership was taken up very quickly. So historically, Tasmania has cried out for a footy team in the AFL, and it seems that on the ground, the punters want it.
Now, the punters want it, and as I understand it, this is a Liberal government initiative. And so the Labor Party takes an alternative stance. Let me bring John Kamara in. What's the Labor Party stance so far as the stadium? And if this is such a big issue, it could lose an election.
My view, and it's, I think, the current status of the stadium, it's a two, they're two separate issues, Neil. I think the issue of a team and the issue of the stadium. So I think we need to separate both issues. Tasmanian need a team. You could see by hundreds of thousands that have registered that. So, and I think my son loved the footy. I love the footy. I go and watch. We need that. And I think that's what everybody been crying for years. Yes, we've got that now. The issue of the stadium, I think that's a separate issue. I believe, and we believe as a party, that we, it's not a priority for a stadium to be a condition for a team, you know, and which I think the party, and we are feeling that the moment, that's what the governing body AFL is saying. So we want us to negotiate a deal. You know, the cost of living, the health system, the housing crisis, education, and there are a whole lot of priority issues that we need to be thinking about than spending over $700 million to build a stadium that we may not need at this time. We've got the UTES Stadium in Launceston. We've got the Blunston in Hobart. Why can't we put a bit of money, a little bit of money, and upgrade them, and we start the team? We've got the team, and we keep going. Perhaps in the future, we might talk about stadium. But at this time, the priority is on people who are doing it tough. When you walk out in the street, Neil, sometimes I do cry. I've been on the road. When I talk to people, especially from particular suburb, people tell you these stories, and it's so heartbreaking. So stadium, I don't think it's the priority. So the team, yes, I'm supportive, and I've also become a member.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.